May what I speak, may what you hear, be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, sustains every single one of us. Amen. Please be seated. A verse from that gospel, in fact, the last verse, Luke chapter 18, verse 14, Jesus said, "This, all who exalt themselves, they'll be humbled, and those who humble themselves, they will be exalted." Today, I want to talk to you about what it means to be humble. That was the theme of the gospel, was it not? What does it mean to be humble? I want to talk to you about Christian humility. But first, those of you who, like me, remember the 1980s may remember a very famous song from that decade about the difficulty of being humble. I grew up in that decade, and I remember this song very well. It was by an American singer-songwriter called Mac Davis, and the song was called "O Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble." Do you remember it? Yes? No? Some do, some don't. Well, I won't sing it all for you to jog your memory. You may be relieved. But the first verse goes something like this. "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day." Thank you. And it goes on in a similar vein for many verses. But the last lines sum it up. "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can." Well, it's a pretty silly psalm, but maybe it's onto something. Maybe it is onto something. Maybe there are some of us here this morning who, rather like the guy in the song, and rather like the Pharisee in today's gospel, maybe some of us think we are pretty much perfect in every way. Maybe some of us do feel pretty pleased with ourselves most of the time. And so humility, being humble, is not something that comes naturally to us. Maybe that applies to some of us, maybe. Or maybe, on the other hand, some of us here this morning, maybe we have a pretty low opinion of ourselves. Maybe some of us here this morning feel that we're imperfect in almost every way. And so when we hear calls from the church to be humble, it's difficult to hear that as affirming. It's difficult to hear that as good news. God knows we already have a low enough opinion of ourselves, yeah? And yet there it is. Jesus says, "All that exalt themselves, they're going to be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." So what does it mean? What does it mean to be humble? Well, one of the keys, it seems to me, one of the keys to understanding this little word humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, is its etymology, its derivation, where the word comes from. You see, the word humble, like the word humility, indeed like the word human, they all come from the same root word, and that word is humus, which means soil, earth, the ground, humus. To be a human being, as the book Genesis tells us, is to be made, a human made from the humus, yeah? A human made from the dust of the ground. And so it seems to me that to be humble is to be earthed. Rooted, grounded, down to earth. A human being who is close to the humus. It's to be grounded in reality. Grounded in the reality of who we are, and grounded in the reality of whose we are. Grounded, most importantly, in the ultimate reality that is God. So let me say a little about both of those. First of all, to be humble is to be grounded in the reality of who we are. And who are we, you may ask? Well, Psalm 8 says, we are a little lower than the angels. A little lower than the angels. But what a big difference that little lower makes, yeah? We are the species, remember, who build hospitals. We're also the species who build concentration camps. We are the people who together have forged great civilizations. And we're the people who together have destroyed great civilizations. We are the individuals, each of us, who are capable on our good days of extraordinary acts of kindness and goodness. And we're the same individuals who on our bad days are capable of extraordinary acts of hatred and even violence. So it seems to me to be humble is to be grounded in that complex reality. To be humble is to acknowledge that complex reality, to acknowledge that profound ambiguity, that tragic brokenness, that sinfulness of which we are capable. You know, I watched the most amazing clip on YouTube not too long ago, and I think it has something important to teach us. It was the video of the funeral service in 2011 of Otto von Habsburg. Otto von Habsburg. Otto was the son of Charles, the last emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And so when Otto died in 2011, he was sort of the last in the line, you might say, of the Habsburgs, who have ruled large parts of Europe for, well, centuries. So when Otto died in 2011, there was a huge funeral in Vienna. 100,000 people turned out to line the streets. But what was really interesting was what happened right at the end of Otto's funeral. What happened when his coffin was brought to the imperial crypt, which is underneath the Capuchin church in Vienna. You see, when the procession and the mourners got to the gates of the church, the gates of the church were locked against them. And so a herald, a master of ceremonies, had to go and knock on the door to be let in. And so he knocked on the door 3 times. And the priest inside said, "Who desires entry? Who desires entry?" And the herald replied, "Otto of Austria, once crown prince of Austria-Hungary, royal prince of Hungary and Bohemia, of Dalmatia, Croatia, etc., etc., grand duke of Tuscany and Krakow," and on, listing all of Otto's many royal titles. But when he had finished this long list, the priest on the other side of the door simply said, "We do not know him." And the door remained shut. So the herald knocked again on the door 3 times, and again the priest inside asked, "Who desires entry?" And this time the herald said, "Dr. Otto von Habsburg, president and honorary president of the Pan-European Union, member and president of the European Parliament, honorary doctor of many universities, honorary citizen of many cities, member of numerous venerable academies," and on, listing all of his civic awards. But again, when he had finished, the priest inside simply said, "We do not know him," and the door remained shut. And so the herald knocked for the 3rd time, 3 times on the door, and said, priest inside said, "Who desires entry?" And this time the herald said, "Otto, a mortal and sinful man." Then the doors were opened, and Otto von Habsburg went to his final resting place. Humble, humility, human, humus. To be humble is to be down to earth, grounded in the reality of who we are. But secondly, and most importantly, to be humble is to be grounded in the reality of whose we are. To be humble is to be grounded in the reality of God, the God who created each one of us. You see, there's a great danger, I think, when you read Gospels like today's, there's a great danger that we hear them as shape up or ship out Gospels. Yeah? There's a danger we hear them as you had better get your act together or else Gospels. And perhaps sometimes we need to hear that. Yes? But we must never forget that the word gospel doesn't mean good advice. The word gospel comes from the Greek euangelion, which means good news. Good news. The good news that you, yes, you, are a beloved, forgiven, redeemed, precious child of God. The good news that because you are a child of God and have that dignity and worth, you don't have to, like the Pharisee in today's reading, you don't have to bolster your faltering and frightened ego by the cheap trick of disparaging others. You don't have to do it. The good news that you don't have to, again like the Pharisee in today's gospel, you don't have to deny the brokenness within yourself by loudly condemning the same brokenness in other people. You don't have to do it. The good news that there is a love made known in the life of Jesus. There is a love which knows the very worst you are capable of, knows the very deepest and darkest secrets of your divided heart, and yet loves you all the same. Loves the hell out of you, and has high hopes and big plans for you. The good news that we humans are all made from the same humus, the same soil, and we're all destined to be held forever by the same eternal love. Humble, humility, human, humus. To be humble is to be down to earth, grounded in the reality of who we are, grounded in the reality of whose we are. In Jesus' name.